Well, you, sometimes right, but
he is right. Yes.
So many times when a person embarrasses someone, that
oh, the person that did it, it's not off the hook. Don't get me wrong.
It's not off the hook, but I'm saying it affects a person sometimes. He won't speak to that guy for.
Again, a person who knows how to take embarrassment the right way, like the Chofetz Chaim, who lamented the fact that nobody ever embarrasses him. Because he said that would be the best Yisurim to get. Again, I'm just saying over what I saw. I didn't hear it from the Chofetz Chaim. No, I don't think, maybe it might be part of it, but I don't know. I don't think they do it anymore, by the way. I don't know any, I shouldn't say that. I don't know any Gadol who goes to Galus. Again, I don't know. But used to be the Gadolim used to go to Galus. The Gro went to Galus. All these people, they went, they traveled, and they were strangers in towns, and that was part of their purifying themselves. I just don't know if it's done anymore, especially in today's day of communication and things like that. It gets much more difficult. Exactly, you know. Again, but they didn't know who the Gro was when he went to Galus. Nobody knew who he was. Right? Today, everybody knows who everybody is.
I guarantee you go to Rhode Island. You know that guy that's here?
Okay,
you
know, I know. I'm very well aware.
Rhode Island, was it?
Yeah, okay. Yedea, we're going to start the Mishnah again. Pei Zayin Amid Beis, 87b Mishnah. Yedea Ani Sheesh Nadarim Avein Yedea Sheesh Mafirim. I know there are Nadarim. I didn't know I have the power to be made for him. Yofer, that's me. Day of Yom Shammai, I started the conference. Yofer, he could be made for. Yedei Ani, because that's considered Yom Shammai, the day he finds out that he has the ability to be made for. Yedei Ani Shesh Mafirim, I knew that I had the power to be made for. But Vaini Yedei Shesh Aneder, I didn't know that this fit the bill. Remeir Emad Lo Yofer, it's too late. He did hear the Neder. He knew he could be made for. So therefore, you can't say that is not Yom Shammai. Because again, he didn't know that he could be made for this netter, so it's not Yom Shammai till he finds out. Now, the Gemara is going to ask a contradiction. There are different ways to learn this contradiction. Of course, we like to learn the Rush's way. Frank the Gemara Riminu. I'll ask you a contradiction. Beloy Ra'is, Prat Lasuma, talks about going to Golus if somebody kills Mishagig, and the Pasuk says Beloy Ra'is, without seeing. That excludes a blind person. It says he killed them below your eyes without seeing the victim. It's talking about the person that killed Mishaydik. So he says he goes to the forest and he chops wood and he killed somebody without seeing him. That's what it talks about in the Pasuk. So we learn now from below your eyes, Prat Masuma, that a blind person does not go to Galus. That's what Rabbi Huda says. Ramey Reimer, the Rabbi says Asuma. Ramey says, to include a Summa. Now, what in the world does that have to do with the Dharam? So let's see the Rush. Zag the Rush, Bereminu. Meloi Reis, Prat Lesuma, Dibir of Yehuda. Remei Reimer, the Rabbi says a Summa. Now, the Pasuk is Mashma to exclude Summa. Why? Because Meloi Reis is Mashma that the person didn't see his victim, but he saw other things. Right? It's Mashma that he did it, he didn't see him. But that is, it's not like he didn't have the ability to see. He didn't see the victim. That means he's a seeing person who killed the guy without seeing him. So it's mashma that a suma would be pater from Galus because he doesn't see at all. The pasuk is mashma that somebody who doesn't see at all is not included in Galus. Because the pasuk says he went to the forest to chop wood and he killed the guy without seeing him. That means he sees everything else, he just didn't see him. Comes along Rameyer and says, even though that's the way to read the Pasuk, but I'm going to go by logic. I'm going to go and say that logically, a Summa should be Chayav Galus. Why shouldn't he be Chayav Galus? Let's read the Rush. Zag the Rush. Alma Rameyer, but the Svara also. He's willing to use his Svara. To the Kra. And not the way the Pasuk flows. That's what I think the word Riyata means. The Mashma'usa the Kra, the Mishtamesuma. If you read the Pasuk and you were exact with the Pasuk, we would say Suma is not included. The Pashti the Kra Mashma, the simple chat in the Pasuk is Mashma. He didn't see him, but he saw other things. Still, Rameir says Suma is included. The Saib Saib Ein Rayayu. It's not against the pasuk to say Asuma is included. Simple pshat in the pasuk would indicate he didn't see him, but he saw other things. You could learn the pasuk means he didn't see at all. You could. It's not pasuk pshat, but you could. And logic says to learn that way. Because why should Asuma be absolved from galus? It still was a shaygig. So if you go with the exact pasuk, then you would say, I can't help you. The pasuk says he has to be a seeing person. If you're willing to tolerate a broader interpretation of the pasuk because of logic, then you would say Asuma is chayiv in galus. So now, it says in the pasuk, b'yayim shamay, right? Now, again, if you go with the exact b'yayim shamay, then Remeir is right. He has to hear, and he heard. He knew there was Nadarim, he knew there was Mafirim, he heard. If you want to say logically, he didn't know he could be made for this neder. You can expand beyond Shammai to mean the day he heard and knew he could be made for. So do you go with Svara, or do you go with the, are you a rigid interpretation of the Pasuk? By Galus, Remeir is not interpreting the Pasuk rigidly, and by Nadarim, he is interpreting the Pasuk rigidly. That's what's bothering the Gemara. Dr. Rajam, Cain, Rachel, the Masnit, and Nami. I'm sorry. The Reish of the Mishnah also. He didn't know that there were Mafirin who pashted the Kroah Mashma Shehechrish L'Kayim. Pashup Shat would be that Hechrish L'Kayim means he knew and he kept quiet because he wanted to be Mekayim. I'm sorry, I explained the Kasha wrong. Aber Yodah Shah Yachol L'Hover. Mikol Makam Nezul Basa Svara, the same Sayyid Shama B'L'Hover. Just the opposite. In the first case of the Mishnah, where he didn't know he could be Mefer, the Mishnah said, as a simple fact, that everybody agrees that he can be Mefer when he finds out. What do you mean? It's not Yoyim Shammai. It's not Yoyim Shammai. There it is. You're telling me Yoyim Shammai, the Pasuk means, Ki Hechrish Lo B'Yoyim Shammai, is because he knew that he could be Mefer and he kept quiet. That's the way you would interpret the simple reading of the Pasuk, right? Why is it a kiyum? Ki hechrish lo, he kept quiet for her, meaning knowing he could be made for b'yayim shamay. So the reading the pasuk simply seems to say that you have to have the intention you knew you could be made for. Comes along Remeir and says, the bottom line is, logically, he heard he was a made for. So therefore, he should be able to, I'm sorry, Remeir comes along and says, go with the interpretation of the reading of the pasuk. Don't use your logic. Right? By Suma, he uses logic. Here he's saying, it is Yoyim Shammai. The fact is, he heard. I don't care why he heard, what he heard, how he heard. So here is Remeir going with the rigid interpretation of the pasuk. Again, I interpreted it wrong at the beginning. Let's try again. In the case of Suma, Remeir says, even though if you read the pasuk rigidly, it excludes Suma, we use interpretation logic to expand it. In the case of the guy that didn't know he could be Mefer, Remeir says, read it rigidly. Yoyim Shammai is only if he knew that he could be made for. Because the pasuk says, ki hechrish lo, that he kept quiet for her. Even though logically, it's Yoyim Shammai. If you go with logic, you should say he can't be made for. That's what the Gemara, according to the Rush, that's the Gemara's question. Again, you asked me, I would have said logic the other way, but the Gemara said this way. Dr. Rush, imkei reisha de masnitsa nami, nihi chein yedeh shesh mafira, pashta krop mashma, shehechrish l'kayim. Pashup shad, you read the pasuk, and says, ki hechrish lo. He kept quiet to be makayim. Aba yada shayokal ha'afer. Mikol makam nezul basasvara, the stripes of shama b'lay up. The bottom line is, he heard he was a mefer. And for the Gemara, Amar Rava. You go by the way the pasuk leads you. In both cases, meaning, Remeir always goes with the rigid interpretation of the pasuk. And the rigid interpretation of the pasuk by Nedarim is he knew he could be Mefer. Because the pasuk says, ki hechrish lo. He kept quiet, knowing that he didn't have to keep quiet. That's how the pasuk reads. And Remeir by Suma also goes by the rigid interpretation of the pasuk. But Remeir holds that the rigid interpretation of the pasuk by Galus is that Suma is included. He argues in how to read that pasuk. Why? Hachem Inyana Dikra, here is how you read the Pasuk, Hachem Inyana Dikra. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, first we're going to do Rabbi Yehuda. Gabi Ritzayach said, Vashayavo Yisrael Bayal. The Pasuk starts the story that somebody goes with his friend into the forest. Kol Dabar Me'el Yar. That includes anybody that can walk into a forest. Vesuma Nami Bal Me'el Yaru. And a sumo also can go into a forest. So he's included in the words Vashayavo Yisrael Bayal. If you're going to say beloy rice means including suma, why did it have to say beloy rice? It said anybody that goes into the forest. Why does beloy rice have to come along and include a suma? A suma is included. If you're going to say beloy rice means anybody that doesn't see, period, just leave it out.
It also said it was chopping wood.
What?
It didn't just say walking through the forest, it was chopping wood.
Right.
How can a
shoemaker
chop wood?
Why not?
That's a little dangerous since they can't see what he's doing.
He can see it. What do you mean? He stands by the tree and he chops. Blind people do, Rahman al Tan person is blind. He does a lot of things that you would consider dangerous. He crosses the streets.
He's seeing a good point. He would, logically, you would say a suma would be doing this type of action?
That's what it's saying. That's what the Gemara is saying. Correct.
It's
exactly what the Gemara is saying. I can't argue. The Gemara is saying Suma can chop wood.
You're walking into the forest that are being chopped. Okay. Everybody knows people that chop wood that are blind.
I don't know people that chop wood that are blind, but I'm saying people cross a major street. Again,
Yavoas for Yoba Yar would include a Suma.
Correct.
Why didn't Rebbe add the part about chopping?
I didn't say a word about chopping wood.
Why?
That's what the Pasuk says, Vakta Vetsim. The next two words in the Pasuk is the chop wood.
The
No, I didn't. Again, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. The Pasuk says, Hashiyah Revitreya Bayar Vakta Vetsim. That's the Pasuk.
Why did they bring that part out?
There's no reason to bring it. The Gemara is saying he goes to the forest to do whatever a suma can do it. The Gemara is not bothered by Dr. Harris's question. It's simple. He goes into the forest. What is he going to the forest for? To chop wood. And a suma can do it. That's what the Gemara is saying. Can't argue with the Gemara on a point like that. What are you going to say? The Gemara is wrong. Katsu
Chom.
No. Right.
I don't understand what the question is here. It's there a person who is blind has no intrinsic limitation other than the fact that he can't see. Period. So therefore, he does have the potential ability.
Okay, I think you're arguing at a point that
chop.
There's no reason to argue on. The Gemara says he can chop wood. Vesuma nami bar ma'aliyaru. Biyam rebeloi reis labitzis asuma. Miyar nafkalei. I wouldn't need the pasuk. Elis mami no beloi reis latlasuma. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Beloy Ra'ais is an extra pasuk to tell me somebody that sees elsewhere. Rameir says, Bivlidas called the Bar Meida. Rameir has two sukkim. He has another pasuk that says he did a Bivlidas. That means he's capable of knowing and he didn't know. A suma can't know because he can't see, he can't be aware of what's going on around him. Therefore, his awareness is limited. So Bevlidas would have excluded a suma. So Beloy Ra'ais is a second pasuk, right? Is a second pasuk. Therefore, he says, when you have two miyutim, you're marba. Whenever you have a double miyut, you include. Therefore, he says, Beloy V'yamer Beloy Ra'ais, L'rabit prat l'suma, Bevlidas nafkalei. Bevlidas would have excluded the suma. So there is a machlokes in how to darshim sukkim. It's not a question to interpret it rigidly, not to interpret it rigidly. There it is a very simple machlokes. Is there a double miyut or one miyut? Rabbi Yehuda has one miyut, Rameir has two miyutim. That's why Rameir includes suma. Over here by Nedarim, he uses his pasuk, and the pasuk says, ki hechrish la. So it's only when he knows he can be mefer. He always goes by rigid interpretation of psukim. The reason by the right rights he changes it is because he has two psukim. Zok derash. O meshani hachem in yana dekra.
He does.
Can I just read the Rashi? Kolaymar. La'ilam remei razim mashmiusa dekra. Be like Sivel of Belay Rice. Had it only said Belay Rice, have him a Mayat Suma. Because Belay Rice, rigidly interpreted, means he sees elsewhere. Abishim Dachsibi Tremiuti, Mayat Suma. He goes by the rigid reading. The Kivish Loy Adeshesh Mafirim, Loy Havikiyam. Abu Seifa, in the second case, Kivish Yadeshesh Mafirim, Abu Bishi Loy Adeshu Neder, even though he didn't know this was a Neder. Why couldn't he be made for? You don't know for sure, be made for. Mash the custom is far of the Hacham in Yonah the Krah. It says, Hakam in Yonah the Krah, the Hakam in Yonah the Krah. The second Hakam in Yonah the Krah is not necessary. Right? The Hakam in Yonah the Krah, Rameir Savar B'yayim Shammai, there's an extra Gersa that we don't have. Gersa Shein Netzvichi. It's a not necessary Gersa. The answer is, Rameir also reads Sukkim rigidly. And therefore, if you don't know, you can be made for, you're not included in the pasuk. Because the pasuk says ki hakrish law. He kept quiet, which meant he knew that he didn't have to keep quiet. And he kept quiet. But by galus, he was willing to expand and include suma, is because he has a double miyat. And eight miyat, achar miyat, alulah rabbi. Whenever you have a double miyat, you include. Yes, Rabbi Cohen, what is your question?
I'm saying, but what do you mean? Das is excluding a suma. He can be told what's around him.
Again, I hear your question. It's a great question. But I think that the Gemara Makkos, when it says the same Gemara, says that Bibli Das excludes a suma because on his own, he lacks the awareness that other people have. And Bibli Das means he wasn't aware. But that mashma here, he wasn't aware. But in other places, he has a keen awareness. And a suma does not have that keen awareness. That's what the Gemara darshens. I don't argue in Gemara, period. But I don't even question Gemara and things like that. But the Gemara is stating a fact, not stating something that I can ask and explain. The Gemara is saying a fact. The Bavli Das excludes suma. Now, the Gemara asked Rabbi Yehuda, what if he do Bavli Das? He learned something else. But the Gemara doesn't get involved in it here. See, Makkos, Testament base, I believe, is, and you will find the Gemara there.
This is a nice thing to say. I'll show that somebody made a Monroe made a Simon Malkus. He didn't call it Malkus. He
called him Malkus.
Right.
He didn't call it Mitzvah Malkus. Correct.
Why?
You have to ask them. Because when you think about it, it makes sense to call it Malkus. That's what the pasuk calls it. Chai Malkus. It says Eloh, and I like it. It doesn't say Eloh. The one thing that Malkus. That's the bigger question.
What's the answer to that?
I don't know. They don't want to call it Malkus. Because Malkus means getting hit. Malkus also means getting hit, but there the Torah calls it Malkus. They never called it Malkus. Even though we learn that in the pasuk, Yiflash Hemes Makaischa. But Pashup got that plastic means to get other kinds of fits. Okay. Weiter. Look to Mishnah weiter. Hamadir Hanoa Mechaitznai. It's a big question how to learn here. How to be Gairis. Hamudir Hanoa Mechaitznai. The Rosh is Gairis. One bans himself from his father-in-law. One learns that a person bans his son-in-law. The same idea. At the end of the day, the son-in-law can't have pleasure from the father-in-law. You want to learn that Chaisnai means son-in-law, and the father-in-law is banning him. Or do you want to learn that Chaisnai here means father-in-law, right? And then looking for the aleph, whatever aleph is on the side. Yeah, some guys Chaisnai. It's a question: who's banning whom? At the end of the day, son-in-law. Is the father-in-law banning his son-in-law? Is the son-in-law banning himself from the father-in-law? End of the day, the son-in-law can't have pleasure from the father-in-law. That's the case of the Mishnah. Whatever way you want to learn it, who did it, who to whom, the bottom line is, the son-in-law can't have pleasure from the father-in-law, either because the father-in-law said to him, or he doesn't want to have anything to do with his father-in-law, he doesn't want to have any pleasure from him. Be gairus any way you want, bottom line, son-in-law can't have anah from the father-in-law. The Rosh is gairus, hamudir anah. He banned himself. Our Gemara has the Girsa, Hamadir Hanah. then it's not mechaisnai, it's lechaisnai. He banned pleasure to his son-in-law. And the other way is, he banned pleasure from his father-in-law. Bottom line, son-in-law cannot have pleasure from the father-in-law. That's the case to the Mishnah. Who writes to us is Labitamas. And he wants to give his daughter money. Here's a guy, his son-in-law can't get any pleasure from him, but he still loves his daughter, and he would like to give his daughter money. So Imrali can't give it to her, because the minute he gets it, she gets it, the son-in-law gets the right to it. Right? He gets the right to get the payrus of her money. She has to invest it, and he gets the benefit. So that's giving him hana. Giving your daughter is giving your son-in-law. So how do you get around it? I'm giving you this money with a pleasure. On the condition that your husband has no control over them. Only what you're going to eat. Meaning your husband has no right. You are the total owner of this, what you eat. That's the lesson of the Mishnah. This will need interpretation. That's why we will learn the Gemara. But that's what the Mishnah says to do. You say, I'm giving you the daughter, my daughter, I'm giving you money on the condition your husband has no right to it. Only what you use for yourself, what you put into your mouth.
Always accept.
Accept, meaning, not accept, he's not getting any rights. But he seems to be limiting her rights also. What you eat is yours.
It's money that I'm giving you.
If she does that and sticks by that and just eats, that's fine. But then there's money left over.
Again, this is what we're going to be learning now. That's why we are learning this. It's not why we're learning this Gemara, but that's what we're going to get from learning this Gemara. Dr. Rush. Even though the bottom line is the son-in-law will get pleasure, and he feeds his wife. And if she buys food, she won't eat as much. It says that's an indirect pleasure, and that's mutter. Not giving his son-in-law pleasure. He's giving his daughter, and derech agav, his son-in-law will gain the fact that he doesn't have to give his wife so much food for supper, because she just ate a beautiful snack.
Or he'll have more. He'll benefit.
But it's an indirect benefit.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Even though he's giving it to the wife, it would be usher unless he puts these conditions. The Rush has a problem. If Reuven bans Hana from Shimon, and Shimon gives it to Levi, Reuven's allowed to have it. Because he's not getting it from Shimon, he's getting it from Levi. Why over here, when he gives it to the daughter, can't the husband take it? The husband's not getting it from the father-in-law. He's getting it from the daughter. Why is that different than if somebody bans Hana from somebody else and the person who's not allowed to have pleasure from gives it to a third party? Then he's allowed to have pleasure. He's not getting Hana from the person he's not allowed to. It belongs to somebody else. Here it belongs to the daughter and the husband gets the rights. So this is a Rush's question. So that's why we'll see what the Rush has to say. Zog the Rush. We yell that the nice and maternal achar mutter amudel lehenes mimenu. Shaini hacha. Shabau zoicha beperes a maternal shenaisna leishtai. It's an immediate hanoa to the husband. Habi ki ilu nasan labau. Over there, when he gives it to Levi, Levi can or cannot give it to Reuven. It's Levi's. Here, it never gets to the woman that she has any choice in the matter. The minute she gets it, her husband gets right in it. So it's like giving it straight to the husband. That's what the Rush answers.
Why right away?
Because the rights is Mashakana Ishakana Vaila. Isn't that halacha? He doesn't get the item, she invests it, and he gets the payrus.
But
that means he gets that right immediately. He has a right in her money that she has to invest it so he can get payrus.
She has to invest it. She doesn't invest it. Just buys produce.
She can't. Not allowed to. She's not allowed to. You just heard it. She's not allowed to.
When our she could, why?
He limited the present. That's what we're going to learn, how he limited it. He said, I'm a Nash, Eilu, Bayel, Huchus, Lehem, Eilu, Majah, Nais, 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 Nais No. You just made up a new halacha, but it's not true.
That's,
a woman gets money, her husband has an immediate right in it, and she cannot get out of it. Here, it's going to be my colleagues in the Gemara, so I'm trying to be very vague. Here, the conditions keep him from getting it. He made a condition in the present.
Like my condition. Like my condition is that you can't invest it, just buy food.
Again, so we'll see if that condition works. But that's not what what we said here now is, if you give a woman a present without conditions, he immediately gets the right to invest it, that it has to be invested. We'll see what our Mishnah means.
We read our Mishnah.
We did not, because the Gemara has two interpretations. So therefore, I didn't read the Mishnah yet. I read the words, but I didn't read the Mishnah. Because
that's,
if you notice, the Mishnah spoke extra words.
That's what Baruch said.
It doubled up here. That's exactly what the Gemara is going to address. That's why we learned the Gemara.
Give the Gemara a chance.
Exactly. I didn't answer him. I ignored him. I heard him. I didn't respond.
Yeah, well, what was the reason for that?
Because the Gemara is going to address it. I didn't see a need to respond. But you kept on harping on it, so I have to respond.
Because you didn't hear Baruch.
No, I hear Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, the Rebbeinu endowed me with the ability to hear. Even though I don't know why, we don't make a bracha in the morning for the ability to hear. We say, Pekeach Ivrim. We can see. We can walk. We can have clothing. We can move. Our bodies move. I don't see a bracha that says we can hear. What? Who?
We hear the rooster.
No, but there's no specific. There is a bracha of seeing. You're right. Maybe it's included in the sechvi vina. But you can learn sechvi means heart. You give the heart the ability to understand that it's not hearing. But if it means the rooster, Kishamea Kol Tanigo, the Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara says, when you hear the Kol Tanigo, nice to meet you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
If it's not right.
It's not right.
I respect him now.
Yeah. It's a very beautiful chat. He just told me a chat that I didn't think of. I'm a Rav.
Hold on. Does the explanation of the Rush bear any relationship to the continuing debate between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to whether... I don't know why not.
I can barely hear you.
Well, I've been trying to shout into this for a long time, but does this explanation of the Rush have any relation to the continuing debate between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan as to whether or not the usufruct is tantamount to ownership?
No.
In,
because we're not talking about ownership, we're talking about pleasure.
Well, the ownership is, as you know, reflected as to whether or not this automatically goes to the husband.
That's not true. It's not true.
Okay.
Even if you learn Kenyan parents of Lavka Kenyan, I go, he has the use of it. It
exactly
might not be
my
considered
point.
The major owner, but he has the use of it and he has pleasure.
That's exactly my point, which is that he has the usage of it. He has the usufruct. And the question between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish is as to whether or not that is Ki'ilu ownership.
Again, pleasure and ownership are different things. You don't have to be the owner to have pleasure. If I sit on your couch, I am having pleasure from your couch. It's not mine.
Granted.
Ownership is ownership. Yeah. That's the machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish. And pleasure is the fact that you gain something from it.
So you want to say there's a greater utilization and a lesser utilization?
Well, that's what it is.
If I were to walk in your house and jump up and down on your sofa, you would have the ability to say, and this reflects in Tumas and Taurus as well, that you would have the ability to say, "Go off my sofa."
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I didn't enjoy it. I enjoyed
work.
Jumping on it. Ability to have it or not have it is one thing. Everybody agrees that the woman has no right to deny her husband the Kenyan Paris. Even if you're
but I have no legal
opinion,
I have no legal right to jump up and down on your house.
Okay, doctor, let me explain to you. If you hold Kenyan Paris Lavka Kenyan Agufmi, does not mean that the guy can ban the other guy from Paris. Doesn't mean that. It means that who is considered the main owner in Halacha. That's all it means. They're both owners. One has the right of having it, owning it, and one has the right of using it. And it considers who's the main owner. But everybody agrees that the right of usage is the right of usage that cannot be banned if he has a Kenyan Paris.
That's what I was trying to say with greater ownership and lesser ownership. Thank you very much.
I'm a rav. Loi shanu el da'amar lo ha'mashat naisis v'naisis v'teich b'icha. When does the condition help? Buvad she'en l'bayin l'chrishus behem. Your husband has no rishus. By itself does not help, Rav says. You can't control the money and give it to the woman on condition that your husband has no control over it. You don't have that right. There's no way you can keep the woman's money away from the husband. You have to say, I see, do what you want. Whether you like it or not, you give a present to your daughter and say, and do whatever you want with it, but your husband can't have it, he gets it anyway. We'll see in a minute the reasons for this. Ushmul Amar, not true. I feel Amar, Machatir Tulasi, my Kana Yasabal. It's enough to say, I'm giving it to you, your husband has no right, do what you want. Dr. Rush. Loi Shanu, El Amar La Mashat, Naisas Venaisas Vavicha. Harapirish Mashamra Betchila. What he's doing is he's saying, I'm not giving it to a present. I'm limiting the present. You have no right to do anything with this money. It's mine. The only present I'm giving you is you can eat it. When you eat it, it becomes yours. It's not yours till you eat it. I didn't give it to you. If I give it to you, it's your husband's. I'm giving it to you, but I'm retaining ownership. When you eat it, I'm giving it to you. That's all I'm giving it to you for. The right to eat my food. And when you eat it, I'll give it to you.
Why does he have to say who built Bob?
Because if not, he's giving it to her. You can't say to a woman, here is money on the condition your husband doesn't get it. There's no such thing. Your husband gets it. You can't stop the husband from getting it.
So the Ella, what's being mafarish the present, or is the mafarish being mafarish
Bilvad?
He's coming to explain.
He's saying that the Mishnah is saying it's not enough to say Bilvad Shalei the Bayach Hushus Behem. You have to add the words that the only present is what you're eating. It's not a present till then.
So it kicks in as soon as you start eating.
Ilka Kahani, Masha'am al-Mahas Bayach Hushus Behem. Abu Amalam Mashatirti Asu, Asi, Kivan Dabi Matana Lachol Dover, Kona Yasambao, Vesula Yahani Masham Amanashi and the Bible Rishos Bam. Doesn't help. Cannot control it. And Shmuel says he can control it. Dr. Gemara, Maskevla Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira asked the question. Command Azla Hashmaita Derah. Kremeyer? Is Rav going like Kremeyer? The Amay Yad Ishik Yad Gaila? Right? Are you saying the Rav is going like Kremeyer? Let me explain. There's a Machloikas in Masechtas Kedushin. Can an Eved ever buy himself back with money? So the Gemara has a big Machloikas there. Kremeyer says he cannot, and Ravana say he cannot. Kremeyer says he cannot, he can never have money. How can he have money? How can an Eved say to the owner, here is my money, I'm buying myself back from you? I mean, the owner has to agree to sell him, right? But let's say the owner agrees to sell him. But the Eved has no money. It's the owner's money. It's like taking money from the owner saying, I'm buying myself with your money. You can't do that. And Rabbana say, you can give a present to an Eved on the condition that the owner doesn't get it. And the Eved owns the money. And therefore he can go to the owner and say, I'm giving you my money, and I'm buying myself my freedom. That's what the mayor and Rabbanan argue about in Masechtas Kedushin. So according to Reb Meir, just like the Gemara wants to say now, this is what the Gemara wants to say, just like an Eved cannot have money, it goes immediately to the owner, a woman cannot have own money, it goes immediately to her husband. You cannot make a condition that you don't, your husband doesn't own it, just like you can't make a condition about an Eved. It's built into being a wife. A wife has to know that Rabbanan said, that everything she owns goes to her husband. Not completely, for use of payers. And therefore, it cannot be stopped. You can't condition that. That's what Remeir holds. And therefore, our mission according to Rav is going like Remeir. But Shmuel is not saying that. Shmuel said you can condition it. Right? What Shmuel does with the word I don't know. Right? Because he doesn't need that according to Shmuel. Right? Right? The Ran speaks out that Shmuel is maskim, that the Mishnah is saying by Rav. He says, halacha, you don't have to do that. That's how the Ran learns. The Shmuel is not arguing in the interpretation of the Mishnah. The Mishnah does say you have to say two things. But Shmuel is saying, we don't paskin that way. But Rav is saying, we do paskin that way. That means Rav is saying, true Shmuel is also agreeing, that is that we are passing like Remeir, and Remeir holds, you cannot give it. What we're doing is, we're saying just like a Remeir holds, you can't give an Eved a present without going to the master, and you can't give a woman a present without going to the husband. And on that we have a contradiction, because we're going to see that a person can give a woman a present without going to her husband. That's what's going to be the contradiction. But let's see the Rush. I think we should do Rush first. Command us the Shmai to the Rav Kermeyer. The Islay Bepair Kamad the Kedushin. The Ein Kinyan Levit Blay Rabbi. The Saba Rav. And Rav is saying, he says it beferish. The Beisha Nami Kamar Remeyer the Ein Kinyan Lisha Blay Baila. Right? He also, by woman, it's the same thing. That's why he says, you have to say, Ela Macha Adnaisis Adnaisis Matais Micha. You're limiting the present by saying, it's not yours till you eat. Right, that's what he's saying. So therefore, the husband can't get it. It's not hers. But you can't give a woman a present with a condition. And in that, we're going to have a contradiction. But yes, very much.
According to Rav, is she allowed to eat it without permission of her husband?
Yeah, why not?
See, the one that says that Kenyan doesn't occur until she eats it?
It's not her husband. It's her father-in-law. It's her father's. Your wife's money is supposed to go to you. But if she gets invited by a neighbor who wants her to sample her new cookies, she doesn't have to call you up for permission. Why can't she eat your neighbor's cookies?
No, this was given on the condition that her husband doesn't get it, but she eats it.
Again, it wasn't given. The way Rob
eats it, it's not hers, right?
Because he said so.
Who does it belong to?
The father.
It belongs to the father.
The father.
Her father, right.
What?
Her father owns it until she eats it.
Correct.
And once she eats it...
Well, once she eats it, it's too late for the husband to get the papers. You know what I mean? By the time she eats it, it's over and done with.
So the Eved that gets money from a stranger and says, buy your own freedom, it's not his money until the...
So then he's not buying his own freedom. The guy is buying his freedom for him.
When he gives it to his Baal,
he's not giving his money.
He's not buying his own freedom.
Somebody else is buying it.
Why doesn't the guy just give it to the owner?
You have to talk to him. Let him see his therapist. I don't know.
The owner doesn't have to
accept it.
Well, why is the thing that we borrow from the prosper? Why do you have to say, until you get eat it, it's not yours until you eat it.
Because the minute it's yours, it's his.
I'm saying a different pride. I'm saying the pride is that, you know what, it's never yours. Never yours.
If you like to say it that way.
When you eat it, it's still mine, but it's you're eating mine.
This is a big child in our pipe skim.
Everything I have to use
to come into everything. When I give you matzah, if you come to my Seder and I give you a piece of matzah to eat, are you eating my matzah or are you eating your matzah?
Nafkamina,
I'm not getting involved now in the Nafkamina. Let's say it would be halacha, the matzah has to belong to you. And I invite you to my Seder and I give you a piece of matzah. Are you eating my matzah or are you eating your matzah?
$25 a pound.
It was $38 a pound.
Kenyan can help on
everything.
No, it's your typical
thing. Yeah, of course we're eating things, yeah. You're not allowed to give a Kenyan of a present, but something he needs for yomtov, like a matzah, you can give him, yeah, absolutely. But that's not the point here now, but it's a good, you're bringing up a Shama Shaila. Whenever I invite you, and I put food on the table, are you eating your food or are you eating my food? When you eat it, are you eating your own food or are you eating my food? Did I give it to you to eat, now it's yours? Or is it my food that you're eating? It's not a gay here, it's a side issue.
Why is it a side issue? I'm saying, well, why is it a side issue? Meaning, does it... why is he saying it that way?
Oh, he said it. You have no right to use it only for eating. I interpreted it that that's when it becomes yours. You don't want to put that interpretation in. Don't put it in. I think...
Of course, what do you say? Tell me a chiddush today. Every day that you have to be a chiddush.
Nothing in my mind. Or a minute. Kesed mishtatvim b'mavui. Now let me explain. There is a thing called chaser, and there's a thing called mavui. Really don't have to know this for now, but might as well mention it. Chaser is when me and my neighbors share a backyard. There's a fence around it, both our backyards together. There is no wall between my backyard and his backyard. So there's a problem. There's Rabbanan Astrid carrying from my private rishus to a rishus that's owned jointly. An apartment building. I have my apartment, condo, you have your condo. And then there's a hallway. And the hallway belongs to all the apartments in that hall. Right? Now, to carry from my apartment to the hallway is carrying from an individually owned to a jointly owned. So they require something called an Erev Chatzeres. That is a halacha by Chatzer. It has a lot of halachas. See Masechtas Erevin, and you will get a lot of nachas for that.
It makes you all individual owners? It
accomplishes that they all live... Without getting involved in the Kenyan Dira, all live in the no. They live in the place where they put the jointly owned bread. They buy a loaf of bread, and they say they make a Kenyan, and they say everybody in this hallway owns part of the loaf of bread, and we put it in Dr. Harris's condo. So at that point, everybody is living in his condo because they all have bread there. So it's if they all live in the same apartment, then you don't have to make an Eruv for the hallway. There's no individually owned, right? They all live here. That's their main house.
It has to stay in one of the private properties.
It has to stay in one of the private properties. Correct.
So that's considered he's a part owner of the
bread. Everybody's a part owner of the bread. And therefore they all live. They don't own the house. They all live in Dr. Harris's condo.
So they could say, let's just say, for example, he lives on 3820 Bendemeer, whatever, what was it, suburb?
Everybody lives at 3820 Bendemeer.
No, suburb, I'm saying.
Suburb.
No, this is very new Gale of ISO, because I wonder if I'm allowed to, if I would give Shuey some bread, okay?
It's
very important because I want to go swimming this year at the thing on Cedar, and you have to be at University Heights. Can this be considered? No, this is no Gale of Mice in about 2 days. Right?
And I have to ask about her stuff. My turn. My turn. Now, can we just go on? Now. Besides the chatzer, there's something called a mavui. Now, let me explain. We rarely have it today, but it can still be. You have many chatzeres opening up to a cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sac?
Yes, a cul-de-sac, which is three sides it's enclosed, and the fourth side it's open. So first of all, you put a lechi or a kaira, you do something to enclose halachically the fourth side. But it's not a chazer. It is not their courtyard. It's a shared street that is owned by all the members, all the people in the chazeres. So the chazal made a separate takan, and that is called shitufei mevois. That does not have to be in a private house. That can be kept in one of the chazeres. Now, everybody has to own part of that food. Everybody has to own part of that food. Now, one thing you can do is take a basket and go around and knock on everybody's door and say, can you contribute food? Go around. The other way to do it is to take yourself, take an item. You don't need bread by Shtufim Avos, but let's say it's bread. You take a box of matzah and say, I'm going to make everybody the owner of this box of matzah. You call somebody over and say, listen, pick this up, and everybody in this kamavoy is going to be kind of part of this box of matzah. It saves you the time and effort to go collect food from everybody. You made it everybody's. So you need to give it to somebody to acquire it for everybody. Now, who can you give it to? Zok the Mishnah. Ketzad mishtatfim b'mavoy. Meniach et achavis. Take a barrel of wine. I'm giving this barrel of wine a present to everybody that lives in this mavoy. How do you give it to them as a present? You can give it by giving it you can use your Eved or Shifcha Amavriya, Jews, who can acquire it for everybody. To your children who are adults. And you can give it to your wife, and she can acquire it for everybody. If you're telling me that automatically, when you give something to a woman, it goes back to her husband, it never left him. It's like taking it from one pocket and putting it into the other pocket. It's his. Zuckerash. Because then you're not giving it. In order, I can't take this item. Let's say this Mesil Shisharma belonged to me. I'm saying, I am now giving it to Feitel. It's not Feitel's. Where was the kinyan? How does it become his? Now, as I go over to Rabbi Moshe and I say, do me a favor, pick this up for a Feitel. So then, he picks it up for him and becomes his. I want to give everybody in the Mavi part of the ownership. I go over to somebody who's an adult and can be kind of, and say to them, please, acquire this for everybody in the mavoy. But if can I go? I am now acquiring it for everybody in the mavoy and move it over to my other hand.
Rabbi, don't they have to? Don't the recipients have to appoint the shaliach to do this?
Because every recipient is happy to do it. If there would be a doubt whether they want it, then you wouldn't be able to do it without their permission. But since
we've had this before, I'm remembering now.
Without any downside,
yeah.
There's no downside in being able to carry in the mavoy.
Yeah.
By the way, we do this all the time.
Yeah.
We do this.
Yeah, we learned this in another mesecta. This is now sounds familiar.
Right. Erev. Now, we do this all the time. There's an Erev Chatzeres. I believe they keep it in here. They used to keep it in here. A box of matzah in the room, in the office. Every Erev Pesach, they take a box of matzah, and somebody buys it, and gives it to somebody to be kinda for all the residents of Cleveland Heights, University Heights, Shaker Heights, Beachwood, wherever this Erev extends to. And we're all partners, and it's kept in the shul. Which is a problem. I mean, this halachic shaila, how can you keep it in the shul? It's not a private residence. See the paiskim to talk about it. But that was the minigin Klal Yisrael, to keep it in the shul. They used to keep it in Young Israel. They moved it over here because it's more accessible. There has to be something that's accessible. Here, everybody knows to come. You come in, you can go take it.
They have an alarm on the door. That's why.
Yeah, that's not accessible. Here, anybody can walk in any time of the day or night, which they do, and you can go in and take it if you want to. And the reason they change it every year of Pesach is because it can't be moldy. After a year, they assume the matzah is not edible anymore. So at that point, they change it every year. Why Erev Pesach? It became the time to do it. I guess because it's matzah that they use. They don't use challah because challah is moldy and it's not edible in a week, 2 weeks. This is edible all year round, matzah.
Are you sure it's there?
I was just there recently, and I didn't see anything in there.
You know, because some people, you don't notice things that are necessarily sitting in front of your eye.
It's about how cannot, with built into this thing, he can't make a stipulation that I'm not going to be kind of, when he does that, we...
So the Rashi will talk about that. This is what we're going to be learning. Imagine tomorrow, we will...